Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's men's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Charlie Jones's Longhorns are back in the friendly confines of Longhorns Gymnasium after a tough ball game at the hands of the Pearland Oilers last Friday night. It's a new day, a new opponent, as George Ranch plays host to the Elsick High School Rams. Hi again, everybody. Alongside student broadcaster Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando, and we're glad you joined us tonight for men's varsity basketball. Both of these teams are 9-11 overall, have an identical 1-3 record in 23-6A play. At the end of the proceedings tonight, one of these teams will be tied for the fourth spot in the district with the idle Hastings Bears. Looks like things might be progressing a little faster than we thought. Game's not supposed to start till 7, but both teams are out lining up for our national anthem. And maybe when we have a break, we'll play Charlie Jones's interview. But for now, we will break for our national anthem.
Sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntingroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, I'm Tom Tarando. He's Darren Bradby, and we're getting set to bring you live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Here's the starting lineup for tonight's game for the Elsick High School Rams. Their coach is Joe Hicks. They're 9-11 overall, 1-3 in 23 5A play. First starter, 5'11 junior Walter Moses. Next starter, 6'1 senior Tristan Dick. 6'3 senior Cameron Williams at the post. 6'2 senior Talas Thomas on the wing. And 6'3 junior Jair Richards also on the wing for the Elsick Rams. So it's Walter Moses, Tristan Dick, Cameron Williams, Talas Thomas, and Jair Richards for Elsick. And now for the George Ranch Longhorns, Charlie Jones will start Dylan Luce, 5'10 senior, Marvis Odiah, 6'4 junior, Grayson Harris, 6'2 senior, Quinton Morris, 6'3 senior, and McKinley Harris, a 6'5 junior, jumping it up for George Ranch, McKinley Harris, and his counterpart in the circle is Cameron Williams. And we are set for 23 6A basketball from George Ranch. Here's the toss. And McKinley Harris kind of went at an angle on the jump rather than letting it go straight up. So they'll jump it up a second time. This time, well, I thought that looked a little cleaner than the first one. Apparently not. The referee back off the circle, wants another throwdown. And this time, McKinley Harris's jump style was not to his liking, and the ball is given to the Elsick Rams. They'll take it out on the far side. Taken out, Tristan Dick. Ball into Walter Moses. He's guarded by Dylan Luce. Quinton Morris on the wing on Jair Richard. Now out top to Tristan Dick. Dick launches a three-pointer, no good. Off the back iron and the rebound by McKinley Harris, and he was fouled. The foul is on Talas Thomas, his first. George Ranch will inbound. Good rebound by McKinley Harris. He was in a little awkward of a position. And on the inbound, in comes crashing Quinton Morris, who tried to get the ball. He was knocked out of bounds, as was the ball. Given back to George Ranch. Morris will inbound it. He gets it to Harris, back to Quinton Morris. Morris with the basketball, tries to loft it in there. And Grayson Harris couldn't handle it. And the first turnover of the ball game to George Ranch. And Elsick turns it over, so we're even at one on that score. Dylan Luce on the far side with the basketball to Harris. Harris drives on the basket. Grayson Harris, that is. And he's fouled.
Earlier, we seen Q trying to slow it down, avoiding the double dribble or the travel, so he tried to just lob it up on that last play. So we've seen a couple little mistakes so far.
That personal foul whistled against Jair Harris, Richards, his first. Grayson Harris at the free throw line. First free throw is no good. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We're early in the first quarter, 7:13 mark. That second free throw by Grayson Harris was no good. No score in the basketball game. The inbound to Cameron Williams. Williams being guarded by McKinley Harris. Back out top to Walter Moses. To Tristan Dick. Dick on the drive on the left side, and he is fouled. Fouled by Marvis Odaya, his first. And at the free throw line, 6'1 senior Tristan Dick. First free throw on its way, no good. Tristan Dick took the first three-pointer of the game. He missed that. He's at the free throw line. Finally sinks this one. We're on the board. It's 1-0 Elsick. Inbound to Quinton Morris. Elsick with the press. Morris kind of trapped on the side. Now to Dylan Luce. And down to Harris. Harris has his drive and his shot blocked. And ahead now to Tristan Dick. He scores, and he's fouled by Dylan Luce. So back to the free throw line goes Tristan Dick. He's got 3 points, the entire 3 points in the game. Checking in, Kentrell Hammond and Kentrell Whitley. For the Elsick Rams at the free throw line, Tristan Dick. He'll try to seal up the three-pointer. He does. Sinks the free throw. And another substitution. Kevin Dickelberry is in for the Elsick Rams. The inbound now to George Ranch. Marvis Odaya with the basketball. Now ahead and stolen away. They tried to find Quinton Morris, and that pass was intercepted. Second turnover for George Ranch. Drive on the basket is no good by Kevon Nickelberry. And this time, the basketball is sent ahead to Quinton Morris. He scores, and he's fouled by Kentrell Hammond.
You know, we've seen a lot of running back and forth on the court so far, so both teams are playing a nice amount of pressure on defense and offense.
Charlie Jones talked about how quick the Elsick Rams are and that they give them some fits both on offense and on defense with that speed. The three-point conversion is good by Quinton Morris. He's got 3 points. George Ranch has three. The Rams have four with 6:15 left in the first quarter. Out top to Kentrell Hammond. Hammond being guarded by Quinton Morris. Hammond on the drive. And that pass is taken away by George Ranch. Good hands by McKinley Harris to get the basketball. Back to Harris in the corner to Marvis Odaya. Three-pointer on its way is good by Marvis Odaya. And George Ranch takes the lead for the first time in the ballgame. 6-4. And Joe Hicks wants a timeout for the Elsick Rams.
Now we've seen some
Very fast play so far, and that was expected both by Coach Jones and by the fans here. They know Elsick is a running team, and they had their shoes on to do that tonight.
And as we were talking before the game about the defense, they really have stepped it up tonight, and I like how there's been some little breaks in the defense, but they all stepped up instead of just looking at them and letting them go and drive in. So,
all right, the turnovers are even at 2. 3 fouls, 3 team fouls for Elsick, 2 for George Ranch. And the most important number on the scoreboard is the score, 6-4, George Ranch. 5:45 left in the first quarter. Kentrell Hammond with the basketball. Now on top to Kevin Nickelberry. Nickelberry being guarded by Marvis Odaya. Now to the left side to Kevon Nickelberry. Back out top to Kentrell Hammond. And on the right wing, Kentrell Hammond finds the three-point range, and it's 7-6, Elsick Rams. Odaya tied up briefly to Harris. Harris has it stolen away. Third turnover for George Ranch. Down low and score by Jeremy Coleman, who's in the ball game for Elsick. And it's 9-6. The Rams by 3. And a foul whistled against Kentrell Hammond, his second. Tried to get his hand in there with McKinley Harris while Harris was bringing the ball up. And Kentrell Hammond whistled for his second personal. Harris gets it into Quinton Morris. Morris across midcourt. Good spin move at the free throw line, then loses control of the basketball. Fourth turnover for George Ranch. Tristan Dick on the drive on the baseline. Gets it out top to Walter Morris. Into the corner to Jair Richards, who lets it go. No good. Rebounded by McKinley Harris. Harris to Dylan Luce. In the corner to Grayson Harris. Harris puts up the jump shot, and it is being whistled off. And Harris took too many steps with the basketball. Five George Ranch turnovers. In the corner again to Jair Richard. Richard drives the baseline, lays it up and in. It's 11-6. The Rams ahead of George Ranch by five, and Harris throws it away. And Talas Thomas has his first basket. And the foul is on McKinley Harris. And this time, Charlie Jones wants a timeout. And he's got to talk to his group. They went from three turnovers in the last break to six real quick. And the last couple turned into Elsick scores.
Yeah, the offense really kicked in for the Rams, and we just seen very fast pace for them, and this is what was expected.
I'll tell you what, McKinley Harris threw that ball right into the hands of Jair Richard, Talas Thomas, who put it up, and he got fouled, so he'll be at the free throw line. McKinley Harris committed the turnover and then the foul. Tough night early for Harris. Elsick Rams back out on the floor. George Ranch will do the same momentarily. It's 13-6. Elsick over George Ranch. 4:16 left in the first quarter. Free throw on its way is no good. Rebound by the Longhorns. And a foul. Again, a reaching in foul. This one on Ronald Nunnery. His first for the Rams. Marvis Odaya will inbound the basketball in front of the Longhorns bench. He gets it in to McKinley Harris. Harris ahead to Grayson. And McKinley drives the lane, no good, has the ball knocked away. And then off the body of McKinley Harris and out of bounds. Seventh turnover for George Ranch, two for the Rams. Getting ready to check in, Jeremy Peters for the Longhorns. And as we say that, the ball goes out of bounds. Off the hands of John Iagoro, who's in for the Rams. Quinton Morris having some difficulty getting it in. Now does to Marvis Odaya, to Harris. And the foul whistled against McKinley Harris as he drove the basket. The offensive foul. And on the inbound, Jeremy Peters is whistled for the personal foul. So, a lot of fouls early on. Five team fouls for both clubs in the early going. 3:40 left in the first quarter. It's 13-6. Elsick over George Ranch with the basketball. Ty Anthony Dick. He has it knocked away and out of bounds. Quinton Morris last touched it. The Rams will inbound, this time in front of George Ranch's bench. John Iagoro will do that. Iagoro finds Ronald Nunnery with the basketball. Peters on him. In the far corner to John Iagoro. This one off the leg of Morris. And the fourth turnover for Elsick. Out top to Marvis Odaya to Jeremy Peters. In the corner, three-pointer on its way from Morris. No good. Off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Elsick. Cameron Williams with the basketball. Now out top to Ronald Nunnery. He lets go a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. They're getting multiple shots at the basket. George Ranch is not. To Iagoro. To Ronald Nunnery. And this one goes out of bounds. Player moved one way. Basketball went the other. Five turnovers for the Rams. Seven for George Ranch.
We see they're really out-rebounding us because we need to put in the effort and jump for the rebound instead of just standing there trying to reach for it.
Multiple shots on the offensive end for the Rams. Inbounded by Noah Thomason to Marvis Odaya. Jeremy Peters lets a long one go, and he hits it. Jeremy Peters with his first 3 points of the night. And it's 13-9. And while Longhorns are celebrating their basket, at the other end, Jeremy Coleman lays one in. So only a point gained on that exchange. 15-9 for the Rams. They have a 6-point lead. And a foul whistled against Kentrell Hammond, his third.
He's in a little bit of foul trouble early.
2:12 left in the first quarter. And the inbound by Morris goes to Grayson Harris, and he's fouled. John Iagoro with his first personal foul. 5'11 senior wing player for the Rams commits the personal foul. Check that. Foul was whistled against Jeremy Coleman, not Iagoro. He said 14, not 41. In any event, Grayson Harris at the free throw line. George Ranch down by 6. And first free throw is no good. Rebounded by the Rams. With the basketball, Kevon Nickelberry. Down low to Coleman. Coleman blows the layup, rebounded by Quinton Morris. Morris to DeLon Dean. Dean to Peters. Peters lost one down underneath to Grayson Harris. He lays it up and in. And the Elsick lead is 4, 15-11. And a travel by the Rams. Wanted to get that get to the basket a little quick there. Forgot that last dribble.
Yeah, his feet caught up, but the ball couldn't. So we see coach is a little angry, thinking, hey, what do you do? Well, the ref will tell you.
All right, the inbound to Grayson Harris. Harris across the center stripe to DeLon Dean on the far side. Dean to Harris. Down low to Noah Thomason. Back in the corner to Quinton Morris. He lets a three-pointer go. No good. Rebounded again by the Rams. Rebound this time by Ronald Nunnery. And Quinton Morris commits the foul. That's his first personal foul. Next one will put George Ranch in the bonus situation. Inbound by Ronald Nunnery. Gets it into Walter Moses. Moses, Jeremy Peters on him out top. Drive on the basket by Nunnery. That's no good. A block and a steal by George Ranch. Noah Thomason with the basketball being double teamed. He gets it across to Grayson Harris. Harris to Jeremy Peters. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason, a couple dribbles on the inbound. A nifty little bit of ball handling. And Noah Thomason put it in. And now the lead is only 2. And another steal by George Ranch. Grayson Harris with the short jumper. No good. Rebound by Morris. Morris back up and in, but George Ranch is whistled for 3 second violation, the lane violation by George Ranch. So the basket is no good by Quinton Morris. Checking in for George Ranch, Chukwuma Agbana. All right, out top, Kalas Thomas with the basketball. And now the turnover bug has hit the Elsick Rams. They have 9, George Ranch has 8. Slap of the basketball by Talu Wandi. He's in for George Ranch. Talu Wandi is suiting up again after an injury. He's a 6'5 sophomore, and he's in the ball game.
I believe the foul was on number 24, Thomas.
Kalas Thomas. All right, that's his second at the free throw line. DeLon Dean looking for his first points of the ball game. And he gets the first one. That one rattled on in there, 15-14. 23 seconds left in the first quarter. The lead's been as high as 6 at one time for the Rams. Now George Ranch is within a point of tying it up. And Dean does that with his second free throw. He's got 2 points, and we're tying at 15. With the basketball, Walter Moses. Peters on him. Drive on the basket, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Jeremy Peters with the basketball. He's stripped on his way to the basket. This one all the way down to the Rams, and that one is taken away. And it goes out of bounds. That's the 10th turnover for the Rams. And a long three-pointer by Noah Thomason is no good. That's the end of the first quarter. We're tied at 15. You're listening to Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
George Ranch inbounds to start the second quarter. We're tied at 15. Noah Thomason with the basketball. And a good feed down low to Quinton Morris, who lays it up and in. Morris with 5 points. And George Ranch with the 2-point lead, 17-15. And Morris, a good bit of ball handling. He stole a pass, and it appeared he had thrown it off one of the Rams. But the referee says no.
It didn't hit his foot, so it was already out of bounds. So I don't see why that George Ranch didn't get the ball back.
Not sure either. All right, Rams with the basketball. Walking up court, Kevon Nickelberry with the ball. He's being guarded by Jeremy Peters. Over here to Jair Richards. Back out top to Kevin Nickelberry. Nickelberry over to brother Kevon. In the corner, long shot, and the three-pointer is good by Jair Richard. It's 18-17. Rams by one. Inbound to DeLon Dean. And Dean has it taken away. Rams blow the layup. Rebounded by George Ranch. Jeremy Peters has it. On the far side to Quinton Morris. And this one is stolen away. And the lay-in is good by Kevin Nickelberry. His first 2 points of the night. George Ranch with 11 turnovers. And make that 12. The steal again. The putback is no good. Rams blow three layups underneath. Finally, Kevin Nickelberry puts it back in. That gives you an idea how many times the Rams are clearing the boards in the offensive end. They had four shots at the basket before they dropped it in.
I mean, we saw Noah Thomason trying to get up there, but there was a bit of a height difference out there. So someone else needs to get in the paint other than Noah, because he's trying his hardest, but if you see him struggling, someone taller needs to be in the paint getting the boards. That's really what's killing us this whole game.
All five players on the floor got to be crashing those boards, especially at that end of the floor. And the Rams, finally, after four attempts, put it in. It's 22-17. George Ranch with two straight turnovers. Both led to baskets, and that lead that they had has been erased, and then some. Ahead to Harris. Harris blows a layup. Brother McKinley puts it back up and in. And it's 22-19. Rams by three. George Ranch, a little bit better defense down low. But then the open man is found. That's Talas Thomas. He lays it up and in. He's got 4 points, and the lead is back up to five, 24-19. And let's see what they're going to call here. George Ranch threw it away. And then the Rams lost it out of bounds. So two turnovers in that exchange. George Ranch with the basketball. Dylan Luce to Marvis Odaya. Back to Dylan Luce at the top of the key. Odaya, three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Rebound and a putback. Also no good by Grayson Harris. Rebound now by the Elsick Rams. Kentrell Hammond with the basketball, being guarded by Dylan Luce. Out top now to Tristan Dick. He drives the baseline. That's no good. And Dylan Luce with the ball, the give. And he keeps it himself and gets his first 2 points of the night. Looked like he was going to dish it off to Quinton Morris. He kept it himself. And the lead is now three by the Rams, 24-21. Dylan Luce on the most recent basket, his first 2 points of the night. Inbound to Grayson Harris. Harris to Marvis Odaya. Odaya being double-teamed, needs some help. This one intercepted, 13th turnover. And now the 13th for the Rams as George Ranch gets the basketball back. They'll stretch the floor a little bit in the far corner to Quinton Morris. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Ty Anthony Dick. To Ronald Nunnery. Nunnery is tied up, and George Ranch comes away with the basketball and then promptly throws it away.
So teams are tied with the turnovers. Both have 14. So
end result of all of that is Rams basketball. 4:23 left before halftime. Rams by three, 24-21. One almost stolen away, retained by the Rams. John Iagoro lets it go. No good. Rebounded by the Rams, but they step out of bounds. 15th turnover for Elsick High School. Coming back in, Tristan Dick and Talas Thomas They were starters for Joe Hicks Ball Club tonight. Both teams come in here at 9 and 11, 1 and 3 in 23-6A play. The winner will be tied with Hastings for the fourth spot, and that becomes important at tournament time. Here's a drive on the basket, and the left-handed layup is good by Dylan Luce. Rams' lead is only one, 24-23. Shot put up, no good, rebounded by Jeremy Peters. Peters with the basketball to Grayson Harris. And Harris leaves it up and in. He's got 4 points, and George Ranch has the lead, 25-24. On the far side to Tristan Dick. Over here now to Ronald Nunnery. One dribble, then back out top to Dick. Walter Moses back to Tristan Dick. Now inside to Cameron Williams. Back to Tristan Dick. They got kind of a figure eight offense going. Do the Rams. And the foul is whistled against Grayson Harris, his first. George Ranch with 17 fouls, 8 for the visiting Rams. At the free throw line, Walter Moses, scoreless tonight. He started the ball game. He's a 5'11 junior guard. First free throw on its way, no good. Boards cleared by Quinton Morris. Morris gets it over to Noah Thomason. Thomason down to McKinley Harris. Harris drives on the basket, no good. Too strong on the layup. And it's rebounded by the Rams. George Ranch gets one shot at the basket, and that's it. The Rams clear that, those defensive boards quickly. Kevin Nickelberry through the lane. And the dish on the far side to Jeremy Coleman. Coleman blows a little jump shot. And that's taken by Noah Thomason. Ahead to McKinley Harris. Harris with the jump shot. No good. Once again, cleared by the Rams. And down on the outlet to Kevin Nickelberry. He's got the layup and 6 points. And the lead changes again. This time the Rams up by one, 26-25. Noah Thomason with the basketball. He drives down the center of the lane, puts up the left-handed layup. That's no good. The rebound and last touch by George Ranch.
McKinley should have just grabbed onto that one because he had time to grab onto it.
15th turnover for the Longhorns. 15 for the Rams. Here come the Rams. Kevon Nickelberry with the basketball being guarded by Jeremy Peters. Nickelberry had to pick up his dribble. Now over to Ronald Nunnery in the corner to Tristan Dick. Lets a three-pointer go. That's no good. The rebound is picked up by the Rams. They put it up and in. Score by Tristan Dick underneath. And the Rams by three, 28-25. Noah Thomason way out top with the basketball to Quinton Morris. Morris to Jeremy Peters. Long three-pointer on its way. It was in. It came back out. And Morris had the ball and lost it on the dribble. 16 turnovers for George Ranch. Tristan Dick with the jump shot. That one is in and out. Rebounded by Quinton Morris. Morris ahead to Jeremy Peters. Peters thought about the three-pointer, now drives in, kind of got handcuffed with the basketball, and there's a foul.
Looked like the foul was on Walter Moses.
That'll be his first personal foul. At the free throw line, Grayson Harris. He's got 4 points. George Ranch is down by three, 28-25. 51 seconds left before halftime. At halftime, Jerry Toops will be here for an interview. It's always a good time when Jerry stops by. The Jedi of Believe will be here at halftime. First free throw by Grayson Harris is no good. George Ranch has Jeremy Peters, Noah Thomason, both Harrises on the court, and Quinton Morris at the moment. And the next free throw is good by Grayson Harris. Check that. Ogbonna is on the court. McKinley Harris is on the bench at the moment. This one almost stolen away by Quinton Morris. The Rams will inbound. Jair Richards will do that in front of George Ranch's bench. Richards gets the ball in to Kevon Nickelberry. Nickelberry being guarded out top by Jeremy Peters. He retreats on his dribble. Now goes into the far corner. Jeremy Peters still on him. And Nickelberry has it stolen away by Grayson Harris. Harris goes in for the layup. That's no good, but he's fouled. Junior Ogbor with the foul, the personal foul. Back to the free throw line, Grayson Harris. George Ranch down by one, and Harris with two shots. First free throw is no good, a little bit hard. Second free throw upcoming for Harris. Here it is. That one off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. 20 seconds left before halftime. George Ranch down by one. 28-27. Richards lets one go. That one was in and out as well. Rebounded by George Ranch. Ogbonna with the rebound. Noah Thomason trapped in the corner. Over to Quinton Morris on the far side to Jeremy Peters. He lets it go. No good. Let the three-pointer go. Excuse me, and that one was just off the mark. And we're at halftime. It's the Elsick Rams 28 and George Ranch 27. We'll take a couple breaks here. When we come back, we'll update the scoring, and we'll have an interview with Jerry Toops. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, Elsick Rams 28, George Ranch 27 at halftime. Now with the George Ranch scoring, here's Darren.
For George Ranch, we have Dylan Luce with 4, Jeremy Peters with 3, Noah Thomason with 2, Marvis Odiah with 3, Grayson Harris with 5, Quentin Morris with 5, McKinley Harris with 2, and DeLon Dean with 2, with a score of 27 at halftime.
And on the other side of the ledger, Kentrell Hammond with 3, 6 each for Tristan Dick and Kevin Nickelberry. And Jeremy Coleman with 4, 4 for Talas Thomas, and 5 points for Jair Richards. And that's the 28 points scored by Joe Hicks's Elsick Rams at halftime. George Ranch with 16 turnovers, the Rams with 15 so far. We'll take a quick break here, and then, as promised, we'll have our interview with Jerry Toops. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
There you go. Got one on tape, and I'll get one live here in a second. I'm Tom Tarando, and it's halftime. Elsick Rams 28, George Ranch 27, and I'm here with my favorite interviewee, Jerry Toops. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for letting me come.
Hey, no problem at all. So what have you been up to?
Right now, we are the host home for the Foshan Teachers and the International Exchange. So we've been busy showing them around Houston, and it's neat to show off the hometown right before the Super Bowl. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I've been following that on Twitter and see that you've been kind of making the rounds and showing them the sights.
Yeah, my wife says I'm the king of free dates, and I knew all the cool spots in Houston. So when my son was little, we biked all over Houston, and I kind of know where all the cool, neat spots are to go. So
what do people want to see when they come to Houston, Texas, if they're from Foshan, China?
The Buffalo Bio Park is stunningly amazing, awesome. Discovery Green Park, phenomenal. The water wall, Sarasota Monument's really nice. We took our guest out to NASA. I haven't been there in a long time, and we were there Saturday, and Sunday, the last man to walk on the moon, my mind went blank on his name, passed away.
Yeah, Gene Cernan.
Yeah, I was reading his quote, as he walked off the moon just Saturday, and, we lost a really great American Sunday.
Last man to walk on the moon.
Right. And kind of sad that since 72, no one's been back.
All those footprints are still up there. We'll have to go back there and make some more. So the Discovery Green, things like that, is it the green space or just the way Houston has put it together? What's so attractive about Discovery Green?
The downtown Houston, since I started going there with my son in the mid-90s, I mean, it's phenomenal. I would say I go to summer camp in Pennsylvania every summer, and I've been to lots of metropolitan areas. And Houston is probably one of the prettiest downtown areas in the country right now. They've done a phenomenal job just redoing that town, and the light rail going through, and the theater district being done, the Tranquility Park, the east side of downtown where the George R. Brown Convention Center is, as well as the west side, the Louisiana Street Corridor, all the brand new buildings there that were built, before the oil bust. Just a phenomenally beautiful city, and a lot of people haven't been in the tunnels. If you've been in the tunnels in downtown, that That is something to behold.
Yeah, that's quite impressive. I moved to town in 1980, and at that time, basically, they rolled up the sidewalks about 5 o'clock downtown. Now,
right, it's 24-7. It's
so much
phenomenal.
To do.
It's phenomenal what they've done with our town, and it's neat to show it off to people. You'd be proud to be from Houston.
That's really good, and it's fantastic that you're opening up your house and opening up your family to guests from another country.
That's kind of what it's all about. Love to show people things. When I'm at the camp, I'll get to take the campers on hikes and just to see their faces when they see something new. I mean, you're sharing part of your world with people, and it's special.
So what else are you doing? Like, you need something else to do, but what else has been going on?
Teaching geometry pre-AP with Mrs. Hardaway. She's a phenomenal teacher. Love my kids this year, as every year. Just really blessed to be in the classroom. And, I'm going to try to get as many basketball and soccer games as I can before the season's over. And can't wait for the playoff runs to start with the basketball teams.
I noticed on Twitter you got your first international guest up there on your Always Believe wall, right?
Yeah, said pretty neat to have the Foshan kids. It was neat to show them the belief sign in my house, and then when they came in my room and saw all the pictures with that belief sign, they were kind of amazed. That red belief sign's been in at least 2,000 to 3,000 pictures.
Fantastic. Give us one live.
Always Believe.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming by.
God
always
bless.
Appreciate it. That's Jerry Toops from George Ranch. Both teams back out on the court. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have quarter number 3.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. Join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor. Go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Back at George Ranch High School, and the inbound is for the Rams. Once again, back in that weave offense. And finally, a drive on the basket by Talas Thomas. That's no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. This half, George Ranch moving from left to right across your dial. We're glad you joined us tonight for live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando, Darren Bradby alongside. Marvis Odaya puts up the three-pointer. No good, rebounded by the Rams. The outlet pass to Ronald Nunnery. His shot is no good and taken away by George Ranch. A lay-in is good at the opposite end by Quinton Morris. He's got 7 points, and the lead has shifted. George Ranch, 29-28 over the Rams in the third quarter. Tristan Dick drives on the basket on the left side. He has that one partially blocked, taken away by the Longhorns. In the corner to McKinley Harris. And the basket is good. I was checking whether it was a three-pointer. It was not. 31-28, George Ranch by 3. McKinley Harris would have stepped back about 6 inches. That would have been a 3.
Improving on his range out there, I see.
Long one by Nunnery is no good. Rebounded by Dylan Luce. The Rams have gone a bit cold. George Ranch has come out quite hot. Jump shot by Morris. And that is no good. Off the hands of the Longhorns and out of bounds. 17th turnover by George Ranch. 17 for the Rams. Top of the key, Kevon Nickelberry with the basketball. He gives way to Kevin Nickelberry. Back to Kevon. Now way out top to Jair Richards. A three-pointer is no good. He's going to get another attempt. No, throws it in the corner to Kevon Nickelberry. His three-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Marvis Odaya is triple-teamed for a moment. That means two guys are available. He gets it to McKinley Harris. Harris is trapped on the far side to Dylan Luce. To Marvis Odaya. Back to Dylan Luce. Luce looking to shoot. Kicks it out to Quinton Morris. Morris with a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebounded by the Rams. Kevon Nickelberry out top being guarded by Luce. Almost a steal by Quinton Morris. The shot is put up by Kevin Nickelberry. That's no good. And it is out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. It'll be awarded to George Ranch. After that long shot by Kevin Nickelberry, one of the Rams put his hands on it, and it went out of bounds. That's the 18th turnover for the Rams. George Ranch breaks a press this time. Good bounce pass to McKinley Harris, and he loses it out of bounds. That was a good pass underneath. Got through everybody, but Harris couldn't get both hands on it. Went out of bounds. Kalas Thomas out top to Tristan Dick. Dick on the left side drives. It is no good. The layup was in for a second. It spun out. Last touch by George Ranch. And the Rams will inbound under their own basket. Once again from the corner is Tristan Dick. That's no good. The rebound is made by Jeremy Coleman. He puts it back up. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coleman. George Ranch will inbound. McKinley Harris almost has it stolen away. It's knocked out of bounds by Ronald Nunnery. We'll do it again, this time on the far side. George Ranch, 31, and the Rams, 28, 4:21 in the third quarter. Jeremy Peters with the basketball. Peters breaks the press, goes all the way in, puts up the layup. It was kind of away from the basket, and that's no good. Taken by the Rams and rejected by Quinton Morris. But this time, the three-pointer is hit by Walter Moses. The rejection sent the ball out to Moses, and he dialed up a three-pointer. Down the other end by McKinley Harris. Harris puts it up, and he's fouled by Jeremy Coleman. His second at the free throw line, McKinley Harris. He's got 4 points. He'll try to add to that. We're tied at 31. And Darren, this half is starting out as fast as the first half did.
Yeah, and we're seeing both teams with a very pressured defense, and I don't know, it's just like, even though the defense has tight gaps, it's been fast paced, and it's just, hopefully it keeps going like that, because it makes the game more intense for both teams.
Short timeout being asked for and granted to Joe Hicks for the Rams. At the free throw line, McKinley Harris, he'll have one more left. We're still tied at 31.
And with this pressure defense that we see, it feels like the clock's still running, but it feels like the game's paused.
Alief Hastings is idle tonight. The other games, Taylor at Dawson and Pearland at Brazoswood. The winner of this one will be tied with Hastings for that fourth spot in 23-6A, and that's a necessary spot to make it into the playoffs. All right, Harris, second free throw attempt on its way. That one bounces off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. Kentrell Hammond with the basketball. Quinton Morris on him. Over to the near side. Ty Anthony Dick puts up the jumper, and he hits the three-pointer, and he's fouled.
Fouled by Marvis Odaya.
That's Odaya's second personal foul, and that happened last week. We called the George Ranch Brazoswood game. There was a foul when somebody took a three-pointer, and the three-pointer was made like this one was. This time, the free throw is missed, but the putback is good by Junior Agbor, his first 2 points of the night. And all of a sudden, the Rams lead by five, 36-31. Quinton Morris with the ball on the right side. Morris tied up briefly, and he throws it away. Threw a cross-court pass to Marvis Odaya, and that was too tall for Marvis. That's the 19th turnover for George Ranch. 19 for the Rams. Elsick basketball. Kentrell Hammond being guarded by Quinton Morris. Over to Junior Agbor. To John Iagoro. Iagoro into Agbor. Back out to Kentrell Hammond. Hammond lets a three-pointer go, and that's good. He's got 6 points, both three-pointers. And the inbound, the press was pretty strong. George Ranch was able to break it, and a toss down low to Grayson Harris. He lays it up and in. He's got 7 points, and the lead is six, 39-33. Wasn't too long ago that we were tied at 31, and then the Rams went on a tear with five straight points. George Ranch got a basket, and then a couple others, or one more basket by the Rams. Drive on the basket by Agbor. That's knocked away by George Ranch, back into the hands of the Rams. This time an air ball put up by Ty Anthony Dick into the hands of George Ranch. Down to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Jeremy Peters. Peters being guarded by John Iagoro. Peters throws it away, and then the lay-in is good by Ty Anthony Dick. 41-33, and the Rams by eight, and they steal it underneath, and the putback by Iagoro is good. And George Ranch wants a full timeout. Charlie Jones wants every available second to talk about this. We were tied at 31. Now it's 43-33. The Rams by 10.
It's just, Coach Jones mentioned this, they like to shoot. And when they get hot, they start going faster and they shoot more. And that's what we've seen by number 20, Ty Anthony Dick, and number four, Kentrell Hammond. We really seen them step up, and they were scoring the past couple plays, and we seen the turnovers rack up for George Ranch.
I'll tell you what, on that last turnover, the ball was inbounded to Quinton Morris, who's usually got some good hands. One of the Rams came around from behind, slapped it out of his hands, took the basketball. That was John Iagoro, and put it back up and in. But so a 10-point lead by the Rams. 1:45 left in the third quarter. Noah Thomason back to McKinley Harris. Harris to Jeremy Peters. Back to Harris. Back to Noah Thomason. And we're in George Ranch territory. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason looking for Peters. Can't get it to him. Now he does. Jeremy Peters with a three-pointer. That one is off the front of the rim. Quinton Morris tries for the rebound. Can't get it. It falls into the hands of Grayson Harris. And then out of bounds. Another turnover for the Longhorns. That's 21-19 for the Rams. Rams have the basketball, 1:09 left in the third quarter. Kevon Nickelberry gives it to Kevin. Kevin drives on the hoop, no good. Rebounded by Grayson Harris. Harris to Quinton Morris, and Morris stumbles on the way to the basket. He loses control, back into the hands of the Rams, and the Rams promptly throw it away. So it's been a ragged game both sides when you look at just the turnovers. There are 41 turnovers between both teams. But on the scoreboard, the Rams have bested George Ranch by 10, 43-33, 40 seconds left in the third quarter to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Peters. Long three-pointer on its way. No good. Morris with the rebound and the putback. Quinton Morris has 9 points. And the lead is 8. And this time, Elsick throws it away. Tried to make connections on a long pass under the basket. That's no good. George Ranch gets it to Peters. Peters loses control. Back into the hands of the Rams with 17 seconds left in the third quarter. This is a very important 23-6A basketball game for these teams because the winner will share the fourth spot with Hastings and at least be in playoff contention with 7 or 8 games to play in the season. And while we're saying that, the Rams lose control. George Ranch inbounds. Here's Jeremy Peters. Peters, let's go, a three-pointer. And that's no good. He did that right before the half and missed that one as well. At the end of the third quarter, Elsick Rams 43, George Ranch 35. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, here's Jaron with the Longhorns scoring.
For Dylan Luke, we have 4. Jeremy Peters, we have 3. Noah Thomason, we have 2. Marvis Adaya, we have 3. Grayson Harris scored 2 in the third quarter. He has a total of 7. Quinton Morris scored 4 in the third quarter, had a total of 9. McKinley with a total of 4, 2 in the third quarter, and DeLon Dean with 2 points.
All right, here's a 3-point attempt on its way from Jair Richards. It's no good. Rebounded by Noah Thomason. Thomason to McKinley Harris to Peters. Jeremy Peters tries to find Quinton Morris and can't. Throws it away. 24th turnover for George Ranch. And a foul whistled against Jeremy Peters, his 2nd. On the other side of the ledger, 6 points for Kentrell Hammond, 6 for Tristan Dick, Kevin Nickelberry with 6, 4 for Jeremy Coleman, 3 for Walter Moses, 2 for Junior Agbor, 5 for Ty Anthony Dick, 4 for Talas Thomas, 5 for Jair Richards, and 2 for John Iagoro. Here's a shot put up by the Rams, rebounded by George Ranch. Noah Thomason behind the back dribble, pass out to Dylan Luce. Luce lets a three-pointer go, no good. Rebound put back by Grayson Harris. That's no good, and the ball is out of bounds. Given back, awarded back to George Ranch. Eight-point lead for the Rams, 43-35. We were tied at 15 after the first quarter. Three-pointer on its way by Quinton Morris. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. It was 28-27 Rams at half. 43-35 the end of the third quarter. And we're in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes left. And here's a lay-in by McKinley Harris. He's got 6 points and the lead is down to 6, 43-37. Kevon Nickelberry with the basketball. Into Kevin Nickelberry. He's going to drive on the basket, dishes it off, back to Kevin, tries to put up the layup on the left side, and he's fouled. The foul is whistled against Noah Thomason, his 1st, and at the free throw line, Kevin Nickelberry. He's got 6 points. His brother Kevon is scoreless at the moment. Free throw on its way. First one is no good. Kevin Nickelberry will get another. Wholesale changes now by Joe Hicks for the Rams. A lot of fresh players back in. Ronald Nunnery is back in, as is Talas Thomas. Second free throw on its way. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. Thomas puts this one way out. Three-pointer on its way from Cameron Williams, and that's no good. And the foul is whistled against number 12, Kevin Nickelberry. And George Ranch will take it out under the Rams basket. All right, George Ranch inbounds. Dylan Luce to McKinley Harris. Harris gets it to Noah Thomason. Thomason on the near side, right in front of the Longhorn bench. Now cross court to Dylan Luce. Luce to Thomason. Thomason back to Dylan Luce. Luce is double teamed out top and heads down the lane, loses the basketball into the hands of Grayson Harris. Harris tries for the layup. It's knocked away. And back to Dylan Luce. And he will try to reset out top. Now to Grayson Harris. A left-handed layup is no good. And the rebound by the Rams. Long pass is intercepted by George Ranch. And promptly lost by the Longhorns. And lost by the Rams. Grayson Harris with the layup attempt. It's no good. And Joe Hicks wants a timeout. We've got to sharpen our pencils for the last 5 minutes and 19 seconds. We're going to need it for baskets and turnovers, it looks like. This game has been fast and furious for George Ranch. And it looked like the halftime speech that was given to the Longhorns by Charlie Jones worked early on in the third quarter. The Longhorns were hitting all their shots, and the Rams were having trouble. This time, in the latter part of the third quarter, now into the fourth, it's been all Rams. They lead by six, 43-37.
We see that tight defense again from the Rams that we've seen in the first quarter. So just handle a little bit more pressure. It's really that they're getting the rebounds over us, really, because they have way more shots put up when they miss. So they're getting the rebounds over us, so that's what's killing us right now.
Well, we had trouble. The Longhorns had trouble with that in the first half. They were getting one shot at the basket, and that's it. And here's a lay-in by Ty Anthony Dick. He's got 7 points, and the lead is 8, 45-37. Longhorns with the basketball. Here's Noah Thomason on the baseline. Puts up the kind of awkward lay-in. It's no good. Taken by the Rams. Ronald Nunnery with the basketball. Marvis Odaya on him. Nunnery to Ty Anthony Dick. He loses Quinton Morris at the beginning. And now down low to Jeremy Coleman. He puts up the reverse layup. I don't think that one's going to count. And the foul is on McKinley Harris, I think. Looked like the referee put up 51. There's no 51 on the floor for George Ranch. Probably meant 41. Now to Quinton Morris. Morris with the three-pointer. That one's an air ball, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. Ronald Nunnery touched that one. And George Ranch will have it inbounding under their own basket.
A whole new group out on the floor for the Rams.
Joe Hicks just substituted his entire lineup, so he's keeping his players fresh. George Ranch has maintained this lineup pretty much all of the third quarter and into the fourth. This one down to Grayson Harris. Harris puts up the shot, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Tolas Thomas, his third. At the free throw line will be Grayson Harris. Harris with 7 points. He scored 5 in the first half, just a couple in the third quarter, and trying to extend that here in the fourth. And he misses the first free throw. Second free throw on its way. That one hits the front iron. No good. Rebound by the Rams. Walter Moses with the basketball. Dylan Luce on him to Jair Richards. In the corner to Cameron Williams. He puts up the jumper. That's no good. The rebound by Grayson Harris. And Harris is fouled by Kevin Nickelberry, his second. 3:57 left in the ball game. George Ranch down by 8, 45-37. Long pass to Quinton Morris, and Morris can't get his hands on it. There is a collision with one of the Rams, and the ball went one way. Everybody else went the other. And the ball finally recovered by the Rams. Here's a three-point attempt by Richards. That's no good. Last touch by the Rams. Out of bounds. George Ranch will have the basketball. We're used to seeing Quinton Morris wearing that number 18 as a wide receiver for George Ranch. Thought he might be able to haul that one in. Couldn't do it, and he took kind of a good football hit by one of the Rams. Marvis Odaya, cross court to Grayson Harris. Harris to Odaya. Odaya drives the lane. Here's a lay-in. That's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Joshua Imarigbe. That's his first at the free throw line. Marvis Odaya with 3 points. Drove the lane trying to get something going here. He was fouled. First free throw is a little bit short. Hit the front iron and off. Taylor is at Dawson tonight. Pearland at Brazoswood. The Hastings Bears have the night off. Second free throw is no good. The tip is no good by Grayson Harris. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds and back to the Rams. Rams having trouble getting it in. Finally get it in, and it's knocked out of bounds by Marvis Odaya. Rams trying to inbound on the far side. Finally get the basketball in. Kevin Nickelberry controls that. Being guarded by Grayson Harris. Now way out top. They'll start it again. First Walter Moses, now Kevin Nickelberry. Back to Moses. Quinton Morris on Moses. Now again, back into that weave to try to get something going. And they throw it away into the hands of George Ranch. 26 turnovers for the Rams. Dylan Luce along the baseline. Gets it to McKinley Harris. Back to Luce. And he has it poked out of bounds. No, it's a personal foul. That one whistled against Kevin Nickelberry, his third. Looked like Nickelberry had gotten the ball. Referee said differently. Checking in, Tristan Dick and Cameron Williams for the Rams. Quinton Morris will inbound for George Ranch. Gets it in to Dylan Luce. He's right in front of the Longhorn bench. Now to the far side to Marvis Odiah. Odiah back to Dylan Luce. Nothing doing there. Left-handed Luce way out top. Now back to Quinton Morris. He's also way out top. Luce tries something and has to retreat on his dribble. Now Quinton Morris puts up the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebounded by Walter Moses. 2:07 left in the ball game. George Ranch down by eight. Stolen away by Dylan Luce. And the layup is good by Luce. He's got 6 points. And the lead is now six. This one stolen away by Grayson Harris. And then he knocked it off his foot and out of bounds. And Charlie Jones was fit to be tied on that one. He saw Grayson streaking in. Or McKinley Harris, rather, streaking in. He got the ball, but it went right off his leg and out of bounds.
Yeah, had to catch himself. He tried to slow down too late, and that's what caught him. The Longhorns really just need to step up on the offense. Don't take as many shots. Just try to at least, if you're going to take a shot, at least take the mid-range shot if the three-pointers aren't working. If the outside is not working, so.
We were tied at 15 after the first quarter. Rams led it 28-27 after two. Third quarter, 43-35. Rams by eight. And here we are, the Rams by six now, 45-39, with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You have to wait till the timeout clock expires. 1:52 to be exact, left in the ball game. All right, the Rams will inbound. Tolas Thomas will do that. He gets it in to Tristan Dick. He's being guarded along the out-of-bounds line by Dylan Luce. And now they go into a weave again. Kevon Nickelberry with the basketball over to Thomas. Thomas to Nickelberry. And Quinton Morris steals it away. Good hands by Quinton Morris. 29 turnovers by the Rams. Dylan Luce into the lane and kind of loses his footing. He's whistled for traveling, and the ball will go over to the Rams. Dylan Luce gets up a little bit gimpy, kind of twisted his ankle. That caused him to lose his footing, fall down in the lane, get whistled for traveling. .125 left in the ball game. George Ranch still down by six. 45-39. And another turnover by the Rams. This time they stepped in bounds on the inbound. So George Ranch will have it under their own basket. See if they can get a few points out of this exchange. In the corner to Morris. Morris a three-pointer. That's too long. Grayson Harris tries for the rebound. And it's knocked away into the hands of the Rams. Tolas Thomas with the ball. Once again, the Rams go into their weave all around the court. It's kind of a figure eight as they ball around, see if they can get somebody isolated under the basket. George Ranch has a tendency to trap with both guys, leaving somebody open. Finally, a foul whistled against the Longhorns. And that's McKinley Harris, his fourth personal foul. Rams will trigger it from under their own basket. Kevon Nickelberry with the ball, gets it in to Dick, back to Kevon, back to Tristan Dick. Way out top now to Ronald Nunnery. Nunnery breaks free, finds Walter Moses in the corner, and then a foul, intentionally so, by Quinton Morris, his second. And George Ranch had a foul to give. They actually have one more to give. Trying to break the momentum of all those passes. And now the Rams will try to inbound it in front of their own bench this time. They get it in. And Morris again with the foul, his third. And now Cameron Williams steps to the free throw line. George Ranch did not have one to give. Free throw on its way. First one is good by Williams. His first point of the night. Next free throw on its way. This one is short. Rebounded by McKinley Harris to Marvis Odiah. Odiah looking to pass, but he gets the pass over to Grayson Harris, and Harris has it stolen away. And now Quinton Morris has to foul again, his fourth. George Ranch trying to get the basketball back. They did that the last time, but could make anything drop at their end. Here comes Noah Thomason for George Ranch. And McKinley Harris checks out.
So since they're putting Thomason in, I think they might try to shoot a three. Because you see Thomason and Peters out there together, they have a chemistry.
Less than 15 seconds left. First free throw is good by Kevon Nickelberry, his point of the game. And the lead is 37-39. Next free throw on the way. That one is no good. A rebound by George Ranch. Noah Thomason with the ball to Peters. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Quinton Morris skies for the rebound. Has it put back. Is no good. And the rebound by the Rams. And the foul by Marvis Odiah, his third, with 4.9 seconds left. And going to the free throw line is Cameron Williams. Coming out of halftime, we were tied at 31, and we traded leads back to Longhorns and the Rams. But then the Rams really fired up and ended that third quarter leading by 8. That second free throw by Williams was, or the first one was good, the second one no good, and that's the ball game. Final score, Elsick High School 9. And George Ranch, 39. Darren and I will be back to wrap this one up. You're listening to Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1882, covers area school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its competitive youth football that stresses the positive players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. Football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's web at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School in Longhorns Gymnasium, final score, Elsick Rams 49, George Ranch 39. Charlie Jones is here. What did you see?
It was just one of those nights, you know. We got some good looks. We got to the free throw line. We just couldn't get over the hump. You hold a team like that to 49 points, you think you have give yourself a chance to win. But I think we were 5 for 16 from the free throw line, and it's really hard to beat tough teams, and you can't knock down the free ones. So it's a tough one.
And you had to be beside yourself with the turnovers. There were a lot of turnovers, both sides actually. Elsick had 30, and you guys had 29.
Yeah, it was a wild game, but they had more than we did, so we can't use that as an excuse. But we had to do a better job of capitalizing when we broke the press. I thought we got some good looks tonight, and you were just hoping it would go in. You were hoping for the kids that the next one would go, trying to stay positive. That's a hard one to swallow.
I'll tell you what, you talked about it in the pregame interview. They are a quick team. They were up and down the court.
They were really fast, and they wear you down throughout the whole night. And it was a tough game that we had a chance to win, and I know the kids are frustrated. They're going to look back at some of the shots that they missed. But it's a make-or-miss game. You just got to get ready for the next game, and you know you're not too far out of it right now.
You know, Coach Hicks at a couple junctures in the ball game was substituting 5 for 5. He was rotating his guys in and out and keeping them fresh.
Yeah, that's what he does over there. He has about 15 guys. They're going to come in, they're going to come out, and they're going to keep playing the same way. That's why I told the kids, no matter how far down you get, they're going to let you back in the game. And every time we were right there, it seemed like we would miss a bunny or miss a free throw to get us over the hump. We just could not get over the hump tonight.
After halftime, the Longhorns came out and hit a bunch of shots and really protected the basketball a lot. It was a different period when we started the third quarter, but then Elsick kind of flexed their muscles and outscored George Ranch 43-35 at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, we came out in the third quarter, and I think we got a lot of stops, and we had a chance to go up, but we couldn't capitalize on our stops. And like we told the kids, you have some of those games each year where you just can't buy one, and right. Tonight, unfortunately, was our night.
Friday night, you're on the road. The Lady Longhorns are here, and you guys are on the road with
A-Leaf Taylor. Yes, sir. They're a tough team. They've been winning a lot of games. They've won a lot of games throughout the year. So, like I've said the whole year, it doesn't get any easier. You got to just get ready for the next game and try to do the best you can do.
Yeah, Taylor is playing tonight at Dawson, and they're 3-1 in the district, pending what they do this evening.
Right. So, like I said before, the good thing is I think Elsick and Hastings are only one win ahead of us, and we get to play Hastings again next week. So, we have another chance to get back even with them. So, we just gotta keep on playing and get ready for the next game.
All right. Well, good luck Friday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. All right. We'll flip it over to Darren, and he'll run down the George Ranch scoring. Darren.
With a score of 39 to finish the game, we have Dylan Luce with 6, Jeremy Peters with 3, Noah Thomason with 2, Marvis Odiah with 3, Grayson Harris with 7, Quentin Morris with 9, McKinley Harris with 8, and DeLon Dean with 2. Again, final score, 39 for the Longhorns.
And on the other side of the ledger, 3 players with 6 points. That is Kevin Nickelberry, Tristan Dick, and Kentrell Hammond, the top scorer for the Rams with 7. Ty Anthony Dick, 4 for Jeremy Coleman, 3 for Walter Moses, a free throw by Kevon Nickelberry, 3 points for Cameron Williams, 4 for Talas Thomas, five for Jair Richards, and a basket by John Iagoro. Final score again, George Ranch loses this one by 10, 49-39 to the Elsick Rams. For Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll be on the air at 6:50 p.m. Friday night from Longhorns Gymnasium. The Lady Longhorns are here with Aleef Taylor, and we'll meet you on the air at 6:50 p.m. for the live broadcast of Lady Longhorns basketball. So long, everybody. We'll be right back.